There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
Where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining me today. If you are in the Twin Cities area, I think the best way to describe outside is simply hot, isn't it? I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I know that I have a couple people down in the Arizona region listening to this, watching too, because they might be watching on the feed. And I know when I say that it's, 95 degrees and it's hot, they're thinking, my goodness, that's like a fall day for us. But honestly, it is a very, very steamy situation here. And I drive a truck. I have two cars because I'm special like that. And I have a truck, though, that has no air conditioning whatsoever in it. And that's fantastic. That's my own problem. But nevertheless, I'm really excited today because one of the things I love to do when we don't have a guest coming in, I just like to talk paranormal. I just like to talk. We could just probably end a sentence with that right there. But I do like to talk paranormal, all things paranormal. And, we've done this on a couple times already, and it's been a lot of fun. And I kind of spew stuff that I think is very interesting. But don't forget, this is a communal conversation. So if you would like to, you can join in on the conversation. You can call us at 952-946-6205. That is 952-946-6205. Call us. Or you can send a comment through the email system. That's comment@am950radio.com. Or we are now streaming. Of course, we're streaming on the AM950 Facebook page. We are streaming on My Minnesota Ghost Box, Parafriends Events, and we are streaming on what we call Paranormal United Network 2, which next week I switch over to Paranormal United Network 1. You know, it's a very complex stuff going on behind the scenes. I hope you understand. But so if you're watching me on there, first of all, make sure that you like the page, and also leave comments there. You know, tell me what's on your mind. Let me know what's going on. And that goes from anything, from what TV shows are you watching, paranormal-wise, what books are you reading, what's going on, has there been any activity in your house recently that you want to talk about? I'm not here to answer your questions on whether or not, it's legit or not. That's not for me to say. But what it is, though, is kind of hearing what's going on. And I want to tell you all the things I just laid out there. I want to tell you about what I've been watching, what I've been reading, some of the investigations I've been a part of lately. So this is all going to be, us just chatting, doing whatever we do. And so feel free to call in, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. And, it's certainly, it's an open book today, so to speak. So let's have some fun today. If you're even listening, hopefully you're listening to me in a scary location such as a beach, right? Because that's about as scary as it's going to get today because it's so sunny, it's so nice that hopefully you are like on a beach, you're on a boat, listening to me, of course, but taking advantage of this absolutely wonderful weather. So, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, I'm a storm chaser also. So this year really hasn't been that lucrative for me to chase any storms or take a look at tornadoes, photograph anything. But, with this wonderful warm weather, it's just so nice to get outside and get warmed up after the winter. I mean, I do like it. I like it a lot. And it does help, though, too, that I actually have air conditioning working in the house. Normally when we get these really warm streaks of weather, for some reason my air conditioning decides to completely go out on me almost every single time. You may have heard me complain about this before. And last October, I spent a lot of money to get new heater, new furnace, and new air conditioning put in my house. So that was expensive. But nevertheless, I shouldn't have to worry about it anymore. So, I mean, I know that you're all really excited about the history of my furnace in my house. So we'll move along. If you have questions about it, of course, you can, of course, call back. Once again, feel free to give me a call, 952-946-6205. So this weekend, the big news for Paranormal this weekend had been that The Conjuring 3 had been released both on HBO Max and into theaters. And I do think it's my duty to, when I do this show, that I go and see these films. And I went Friday to an actual movie theater where I actually had popcorn, though they served it in a bag. I guess that's how things are now. I don't understand the point of that, but I'm sure someone who's much more enlightened will tell me about it. But it was just nice to get out. Was the popcorn buttered as much as I would like? Absolutely not, but that's okay. We won't get too worried about that. Though some people, which I won't mention names at the moment, didn't realize that you could serve booze at a movie theater. And unaccustomed as I am to the drink, I did have one or four beverages there before the movie started and have during the film. So that was really nice. Didn't go one way or the other for me, whether or not I liked the film or not. The Conjuring 3, first of all, I think the whole Conjuring film franchise is one of my favorites around at the moment. It's a great way of telling the story of Ed and Lorraine Warren. Is it Hollywoodized? Absolutely it is. This film, the third film, is based off of a set of cases from Ed and Lorraine Warren, and it's available as a book if you want to read about the real story. It's called The Devil in Connecticut, and it's about the film title is Devil Made Me Do It, and it's based on a murder that happens that the case that the defense is building was that the guy who did the murder was controlled by a demon to do it. And this is based off a real story back in 1981 with Ed and Lorraine Warren. And so, you know, it's actually a very different film than the first two. I thought the first two were pretty linear. This is kind of broken up in a lot of different ways. But one thing that a friend of mine I saw it with, he made a very good point about it, because I'm going to be very honest, I didn't think there was a lot of jump out moments that the other films had in it. I don't know if it necessarily needs that, but what my friend said, which I thought was very interesting, was simply that what really comes through in these films is the connection between Ed and Lorraine Warren. You know, that they were married, they had this really strong connection between the two of them, this bond. And I thought that is really neat. And without getting into too much details or embarrassing anyone, I feel I have a kindred spirit to that in a sense with my investigations, because I investigate with somebody and it's a very strong bond. And it's something that, you know, while watching it, I thought to myself, that seems very similar. And I know a lot of people tend to put themselves in the movies that they watch in a sense. And that is only to say that it just resonated with me in a very nice way. And so that was really nice to see. But that's a really almost like the focal point of these films is that bond and that connection with Ed and Lorraine Warren. I think, gosh, that is really neat. And it's really strong. And it's been across all the films. And I feel like this is a very different film to the ones that came out before. But don't mistake different for being not as good, because that's not the case at all. It's well made, it's well directed, well written. To me, it didn't have like the moments that were just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is really frightening. But maybe I'm used to all that now in terms of what I do outside of this show. Who knows? But as a programming note, I will say that on June 20th, I'm going to have on the show Tony Spera. And Tony, if you don't know who I'm talking about here, Tony is the son-in-law of Ed and Lorraine Warren. So what that means is that he is the owner of the real Annabelle doll. So on June 20th, I'm going to have him on this program, and we're going to talk to him about this wonderful legacy, as well as just the whole idea of what it's like to have this, not only this doll, but that whole museum that that Ed and Lorraine Warren put together during their lives. Of, as you see in every film, they take like a souvenir of their investigation, and they put it into this room, and they put it together. And you might think, oh, that's kind of quaint. That's real, folks. That is not like made up for Hollywood. That is what they had done. They have something from every investigation. And so what they have to do, and Tony will, when we have Tony on, he will be able to explain a little bit better to me. But I believe they have a priest that comes around and blesses that place all the time. I mean, you kind of have to. You have to have something. Otherwise, I have friends who do this. They will grab something from every location. And you have to be very careful about that, folks. If you're going to go anywhere that is either just a house or hollow ground or whatever, you just don't take stuff and bring it back. You just don't, because you never know how that comes back and bites you. And I'm going to talk about that, because we've had something similar just a couple weeks ago where somebody didn't take something, but they got a little bit angry with a spirit, and it came back to bite them. And we're going to do that. So I'm going to take my first break. When we come back, we're going to talk more paranormal, plus your questions. This is Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bakken, and this week we are talking just paranormal. We're just a free-for-all about paranormal, talking about what's going on, just in like movies, films, also investigations that I have done recently. And so, you know, I guess it's always hard to know where to start because I talk a lot, and I don't seem to have a problem talking. But I do want to let everyone know, and I do mean this. I promise I'll stop talking if you call. Call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. I don't care if you're not in the Twin Cities. We've moved past that with the days of Southern Bell and Northwest Bell and all that stuff. And, you know, tell me about what's going on with you paranormal-wise. You know, I mean, it's always one of those things that people will reach out. You know, the ones I love the best are the ones like, oh, I don't believe in any of this stuff. That's fair. That's not a problem. Skeptics are great. And then they'll be like, except there was that one time that such and such happened. Like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, cool. And then this other thing happened. It turns out they lived in the most haunted house ever built by the time they're done talking to me with this stuff. I mean, literally the walls are bleeding, you know, and you're just like, okay, but you don't believe. Fair enough. Okay. Who am I to tell you? You know, I think we've mentioned before, you know, the times like when Anne and I have been out going to locations such as Tombstone, and we've been stopped in the middle of the street by a complete stranger saying, I think I need to talk to you about ghosts. And we're just like, okay, what you got, you know, and just move on from there. So, yes, please call in. Let me know what's going on. I'd love to hear from you. 952-946-6205. You can also put a comment in Facebook if you are watching me that way. A couple people have asked about the way I trailed the last segment, talking about how sometimes spirits, you got to be very careful. And the person who asked knows very well how it goes. I think she just wants to know the specific situation and might go into over to the next break. But when it comes to our investigation of places, and my friend John and I did this house I've been to before called and Strawberry Point, Iowa. And it's a fantastic family, fantastic location. And we went out there. They didn't have any issues, but they wanted, you know, they just said, well, come on out. And there's also another farmhouse we'd like you to look at. That farmhouse, nothing happened. And they were apologizing profusely. Trust me, you do not, to a paranormal investigator, you should never have to apologize, because we're just happy to have the opportunity to check it out. We know that spirits are not always going to be there, right? We always know that it's kind of, you know, one way or the other, it's okay. Even if active places, doesn't mean a spirit is going to come out and talk to us. Okay, we got that out of the way. We go to the other place, the place I've been to twice before. It's normally been off the charts. We start off there. Nothing happens. We're there for about an hour. Very little happens. And John and I are kind of looking at each other like, all right, what are we doing wrong? You know, it's like, is it us? Because that's how you kind of feel sometimes. It's like, well, what are we doing differently? So as the night goes on, we go upstairs and we try to reach the person who owns the house. We try to reach his deceased brother. And we set it up so that it's a very familiar situation for his deceased brother, that, you know, whatever you do, trigger objects, whatever you want to do to try to bring in spirit to talk to us, and it blows out. Everything just starts happening. We start getting, first of all, for those of you who don't know, you cannot see, but if you're watching on Facebook, I'm holding up what we call a REM pod. I'm going to turn it on. You can hear it. If you put your hand near the antenna like that, what happens is that it goes off. And that's what was going on downstairs by itself, two of them, at the same time while we were upstairs trying to reach this person's brother. And this brother is coming through like crazy. We're getting a lot of stuff. This is a success. We're having a good time. We decide to go down to the basement. Person says that there's a portal down there. Now, a portal is what it sounds like, an area that it was up against the wall that is kind of this area where spirits can come in and out. Not all places have that. So we went down to investigate, and we set up everything. And we have a spirit box going, and we have flashlight going. So we're trying to talk, you know, you use the flashlight. It turns on and off if you're trying to reach spirit. So it's going. One thing I do with my own spirit box sessions that you could watch Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on my own Facebook pages is we cross over spirits, meaning that we help spirits cross over to the other side. Otherwise, they're kind of, some like to stay here, but some just cross. Some don't want to cross. They just want to, they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. They're going to be judged. They're going to be, you know, all these things are going to happen. And it becomes very interesting, because we decide that we need to cross over. You just feel the energy that you need to cross over spirits. And then when that happens, the energy just builds and builds and builds up. So we decide that we want to do that. And all of a sudden, as we decide that we're going to do that, I'm like, okay, we're going to do that right now. We're going to cross over spirits. Something flies out at us out of nowhere. Something just absolutely comes out of nowhere, and it starts flying around us. And it's a bat. And we're like, where did this bat come from? We're ducking, and, you know, we're scared of it, you know. And suddenly, you know, it was just as like we're getting too close to something. And we end up deciding we're going to leave the room. The bat disappears. The bat completely disappears. And we go, and we are we're just like, this is crazy. So we go out to the other side of the basement. Incidentally, my friend called me back, and later in the week he said we'd never seen that bat again in the house. So you have that. On the other side, we're just like, well, we got to do something about this, because this thing, there's something here that's not happy with you. And he just gets angry. He's like, well, this is mine. He starts swearing house. And this is how, you know, whatever it is has to go. I'm so, you know, angry, using profanity, all this stuff. And we're like, you are going to, you're going to hear about this again. I guarantee you. And sure enough, later that week, he sends me a message. He's like, there is stuff knocking on my walls. There is stuff like turning on and off lights. He says, I'm not scared, but there is something happening here. There's something really, not right here. And I'm just like, well, let's just kind of see what happens. Like just, and he walked around with Sage. He said, please, you know, he's like, I'm sorry. Don't mean to be so difficult. You got to take this stuff seriously at the end of the day. That's all I can say about it. For those who don't, who watch Ghost Adventures and thinks that's how it works, don't do it that way. It's not worth it. You have to be very careful. And we have to go back and shut down that portal, but we don't know what flew at us. It looks like a bat, but we're not 100% sure because we've never seen it again. And he didn't think there was any down there. It's just a basement. Something flew right at us, and it got really, really pretty incredible. So just I could elaborate on that story a little bit, but that will lead into something else if we have time for it. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a second break here. When we come back, I see that we have Anne on the phone. We're going to take her call when we come back. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And don't forget, every Sunday night on my Facebook profile page and other pages, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session. And the point of it is to help people be able to reach out to their loved ones who have passed away. Recently, though, we've been doing some more famous people also, just to see if they would come through or not. This is a very respectful way of communicating with spirits, and we have a very certain guidelines that we follow to be able to do this. If you're interested in checking it out, please go to my Facebook page tonight, Greg Bakken at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Same with, I'm also on Paranormal United Network, Minnesota Ghost Box, and ParaFriends Events. So please check me out. You know, speaking of obviously paranormal, but also one of the things that really combined the paranormal with me is the metaphysical side, being that be able to read the energy, be able to take care of yourself from the inside also. It's a very big part of doing paranormal investigations. A lot of groups, for some reason, don't always see that. Most of the ones I hang out with do. But I would highly recommend, just for your metaphysical needs, your needs to have oneness, is check out Collective Dimensions in Crystal, Minnesota. You can go to their website, www.collectivedimensions.com. Not only do they sell a wide range of metaphysical goods like candles, pendulums, crystals, but also offer services like Reiki sessions, walk-in readings, and healings. And they offer a lot of helpful, amazing classes tailored to develop psychic abilities, empath skills, tarot oracle card readings, and much, much more. You know, they're really good people. Please check out their site, www.collectivedimensions.com. I do believe next week I'm going to have Nikki and Carl from the shop on the show with me, and we're going to talk about all the many aspects of the metaphysical realm and kind of give a kind of a nice overview of how all that works. So please check that out. That's going to be really good. They actually had a psychic gallery last night. I was not able to attend. I was going to, but they do that all the time. There's so much that they offer, really. Just check out their store, check out their website, and it's really well put together, and it lays it out very nicely. That's collectivedimensions.com. Now, we are talking about the paranormal this week, and so I have on the phone with me, I have Miss Anne, and Anne, I'm happy to see that you've called in. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Good. Sorry for the wait on that. I just wanted to get through break before we get to you. How are you? What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out watching you on Facebook.
What is the temperature over there, by the way?
Oh, it's probably in the hundreds.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Wow. You know. Yeah. The usual.
Yeah. So, what you call in for?
I was enjoying your stories with the all the things that we've done, and with the investigation with the Strawberry Point.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to that one.
No.
Even though I was there for it, But I just found it like interesting how, you know, before we even got there, we were getting readings about and information from it, just talking to them on the phone.
Yes.
About, you know, the land there and the Iroquois. And it was pretty interesting.
It was, you know, the odd thing about that, we got so wrapped up into everything else while we were there. We never really got to terms with the Iroquois. Now, to back up a little bit, Anae was supposed to be on that investigation with us. She had to go back early. She, if you recall, the last show I did live was with her in studio here with me, and we did the one question readings, and we were talking about how we're going to go out to Strawberry Point. Prior to that, we were talking with the guy who owns the farmhouse, and Anae, being a psychic medium, picked up that this is Iroquois land, which when we looked it up, it was like, well, maybe that's not so possible because those Indians are out in the East Coast. But then when we did further reading, it plainly said with the research that we did that, yeah, they started in the New York area, but as Americans came in, they pushed the Indians further into the center of the Midwest, and a big part of where the Iroquois ended up was in the Iowa area. And then we did some more research to find that Strawberry Point did, in fact, have those Indians that had made their home that area.
Yep. And also I found it interesting how in your Strawberry Point investigation, another energy came through that you and I have, I feel like, was connected to you, is Big Minnie from Tombstone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yes, that is exactly it. So, to back up even further, and this is how paranormal, this is how paranormal investigations and stories about paranormal work, literally, is that there isn't a linear fashion to it, right? It's like, okay, this is where part of it is. The other part happened 2 years ago. The other part, you know, we got foreboding of the future. And for those who are not used to this, might be like, oh, for goodness sake, this is so dramatic. Trust me, this is how it goes, right? I mean,
yep.
Just the fact that we talked about a little bit earlier, we were stopped twice in Arizona by two different people saying that they needed to talk to us about.
Yep. And we didn't even know them. Complete strangers.
Didn't know them. Complete strangers. And especially that Irish lady at the Bisbee Copper Queen Hotel, you've changed her life that day. I'm not mincing words when I say that, but getting back to what Anae was talking about, when we did an investigation of a place called the theater, Birdcage Theater, don't forget the name. Whoop, gone. The Birdcage Theater, some of you may have heard of before. It's a very famous theater in Tombstone, Arizona, and we had the opportunity to investigate it. This was the place that Anae and I were being showed around with some other people with a tour guide, and the tour guide had a big bow on the back of her dress, and Anae and I are literally watching as she's talking and this thing is untying itself. And it was like, she's like, who did that? And like, we watched, nobody did.
Yep.
You know, we were hearing disembodied voices, no one was. But when we did a point where we could investigate whatever we wanted and on the stage, the owner of the Birdcage came through to Anae. Her name, that they call her Big Minnie. She was a larger woman, tall woman, and she was no nonsense. She took care of the women who provided favors for the men in the theater. as much as you could have someone give them respect. You know what I mean? I mean, it was back then they weren't treated like humans at all. She made them. She treated them as human, made sure that the men treated them as human. You know, whether you have a stance against that or not, the point is that she made it so that they weren't beaten. They got their money. You know, they were treated as fair as they could be treated. And she was a very powerful presence to you, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Very powerful. And she took pride in what she did.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was like back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people might be judging like, oh, well, that I would whatever. No, the thing is, that's what life was back then. So I'm not here to put judgment on that lifestyle. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that she treated them better than anywhere else. So you have that. Jump forward nearly 2 years to Strawberry Point. The guy who owned the house, he's like, well, I've been to Tombstone also. And why did I make him sound like he's like angry or something? I didn't mean that. Like, well, I've been to Tombstone too. No, let's try it again. I've been to Tombstone also. And he showed me pictures and stuff. And then I went on to explain about Big Mini. And we had what's called K2 devices next to us, and there's two of them, and they were starting to go crazy. And those are the things that light up from green to red. You know, it's kind of like a stud finder, and it's out of nowhere. They just start going crazy. And I was like, oh, wow, wow. Is it, I mean, is it because of Big Mini? And I'm like, okay, if this is Big Mini, can you only light these up to the yellow? Because the yellow is the middle light out of five on a K2. And that's a good way of saying if they could actually follow directions, like if it's really a spirit or something. And sure enough, both of them just go up to yellow. And I'm just like, Todd, take a look at this. And he's like, oh, my God. You know, it's like they're following kind of like they did at when we did that before, you and I. And it did that. And it was just like, this is really neat. And suddenly it felt, you start to feel like you get a connection, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I was kind of bringing it up. It's like, you can read the energy, but it was fun and interesting how, even though you are in Illinois, Strawberry Point, Illinois, or Iowa.
To you, it's all the same, isn't it? To you, it's just up there. So,
yeah. Up there. Yeah. In the cold area, the frozen tundra. But it's like, it's just how energy is connected to you and how it so freely comes to you. And it does. You don't even have to be connected to the person. All you have to do is just think about their energy and who they are. And that's where like Lincoln came in, Mary yep. Todd came in.
Yep.
Now Big Minnie's coming in. The Iroquois are coming. I mean, it's like, it's just energy, how paranormal works. It's just energy. And you're able to communicate with it, and it's just amazing.
It is. And that's where we ended up last week was I just felt this affinity, as I did with Lincoln during the Spirit Box session, to say, you know, and it feels like, you know, you got the phone number to someone famous and you don't know if you should call them or not. You know, it's just kind of one of those weird sort of situations. And I was just like, okay, I want to reach out to Big Mini. And suddenly, you know, you make the request, you say it, and people watch this, and suddenly a lot of people are like, I heard the name Minnie come through the spirit box, because that's what you hear. You hear stuff come through. It's garbled. It's tough, but you can hear stuff. And I got a number of people saying, I heard Minnie. And then it made me think, well, hold on. Has history been the one to call her Big Minnie? And so I said, is it insulting for us to call you Big Minnie? Would you prefer to be called Minnie? And we heard the word insulting. So even though history has called her that, she doesn't want to be known that way. At least that's how we've come across it, and that's how I'm going to go forth with it. She's always going to be known as Minnie going forward. And as far as how I'm going to reach out to her, I think that's only fair.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, because you have to be respectful of their soul and who they are and how they identify. So, and I would actually like to I'll have to look it up, but what her whole name was. Really, to be honest, that would be even more respectful.
Yeah, it would be. It surely would be, because, I mean, and you hit it right on the nail right on the head that the key to all of this is being respectful and being, you know, good. Now, Anne, can you stick around another segment or do you need to go?
No, I'm here if you want me.
Yeah, well, let's just let's chat a little bit more. We can talk about a couple more things about this. And, you know, we could just kind of see what if anyone has any calls or anything also or any anything that comes through. We'll talk about it. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our final segment of our show today. Thank you very much for talking with us. We are talking about the paranormal, just a very general just conversation about everything. Thank you very much for joining me. I just wanted to quickly say next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have some folks from the wonderful metaphysical shop, Collective Dimensions, down here with us. I'm not sure if they're going to be in studio or if we're going to call them in or whatnot, but we've been having a lot of great conversations about all the wonderful stuff that they're offering there. And I think it's great to have the conversations too about what are great ways to, better life choices and what how many directions that can go. And we're going to talk a lot about that next week. So please tune in for that. Now, Anne, do I still have you with me?
You do. I hear you.
Fantastic. You know, over break, I've been reading stuff from the Facebook, and there's a lot of stuff happening. And first of all, thank you all so much for tuning in, and not only tuning in, but joining in. That makes it so much fun to have all you wonderful people just join in and whatnot. So we only have a few minutes left here, but the one thing that like Pamela Marie had written that I found is very true, is very great, is that's amazing that you can get readings or information from a location before even going. And that is something that I think gets kind of overlooked sometimes, that it's, you know, you don't, like you said earlier, you don't have to be somewhere to reach out and see what's going on in a location. And sometimes I have found in my experience, Anne, that if they know you're coming, that means the spirits, that they might come and reach out to you beforehand anyway.
Yes. Yes, they do. Because, I mean, that's what happened with the Strawberry Point one. So we were just on the phone just talking with the guy and the owner of the house, and we were getting all that energy and messages basically already.
And they wanted to talk to us, didn't they?
They did.
They did.
They did.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Greg Koss, I see that you said that you tried calling and left a message. I apologize that you can't get through. I don't know. Either try again or we can get you on next time for sure. Something else, Anne, that I found, after a while, you kind of take this stuff for granted. But for other people that, you know, they just... You know, these are great learnings and stuff. The idea of making sure that we are talking to spirits with respect. And, you know, sometimes I think if you only watch the TV shows, you don't necessarily know that that's the way to do it, because some of these shows don't do that. But it's like you said, and other people in the chat said, when we're talking about Strawberry Point, you can't talk to spirits the way that that guy did. And he did it out of fear and out of like, this is my place, but you got to be able to stop. And we had that at somewhere else too, in St. Paul, when we did that investigation.
Yes, we did. It seems to be a common thing, because what happens is naturally as humans, we do the fight or flight kind of response to something. And if it's something unfamiliar to us, then we tend to go straight to fright. And you're going to make it feel like it's evil or something. And it's not, doesn't necessarily mean that. It's just an unfamiliar energy that you're dealing with. And, you know, if you treat them respectfully, they just might respond to you in a different way.
Totally, totally. And Pamela said in the comments that Big Minnie, her real name was Matilda Quigley. And I have a REM pod here next to me. Minnie, if you want to have that go off, you're more than welcome to. For those of you who can watch, you can see I'm nowhere near it. So if it goes off, then there's a chance that we might have someone in here. So Minnie, if you want to go near that antenna and make it go off, you're more than welcome to do so. And we'll be able to hear it. But thank you, Pamela, for that. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it too, isn't it? I mean, just the idea that, you know, you got to treat spirits the way that you would treat anyone else. You wouldn't just go into somebody's house and start yelling at them like we see in the shows. You have to, I mean, actually, I'd probably have more of a chance to do that to the living than to the spirits. But, you know, I just find that it's a kind of an unfortunate culture that's been created, that some people and nobody that I ever honestly say this, nobody that I've ever worked with in the paranormal I've been around that's done that. I've been around a couple that are investigators, and I quickly stop working with them. But it is certainly, it's certainly, you know, a matter of you just see how quickly the energy changes once you start provoking them.
And it's also, you know, Hollywood. It's there for, yeah, you know, entertainment. They, you know, they make that happen.
They do. They do. And like the TV shows, and you and I know very well what it's like when you're called, when they look at people like us and they say that you're not scary enough, you know, you know, that they want somebody who will, you know, get possessed in every episode and want to be. And that's kind of unfair for me to say, because there's a lot of shows that don't do that. But more and more you start heading towards that area. And it just, what producers don't always understand is that you are triggering people who want to be investigators, and you're showing them the wrong way to do it. So it's
unfortunate. Well, and we also had a different, you know, concept when we were working with the television production company. So it was, you know, where we had, you know, a different all around perspective and wanted to show a different way of going about it. And unfortunately, you know, that didn't work out.
They seem to want to have the same, you know, like it's the same. Yeah. And it's unfortunate, because there is so much. The thing about what I think about the paranormal, when I think about the paranormal, is that there is so much to it, you know, that is so vast. It could be about anything, and anything can happen. For someone like you who have been doing your mediumship for years and years and years, and you are so good at what you do, there's always something new that happens, isn't there? It never is the same.
Yes. And then to even be able to use my abilities and also your abilities and also your equipment to communicate with them. And you know what? We could be, you know, giving healing in so many ways. And that's what I love to do, is use it for healing. And that's what you do. And if we could heal a soul from across, you know, from the other side, that would be great, just from communicating with them in a respectful way and guiding them to where they maybe need to, you know, go if they're lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nope. That's exactly what it is. And I tell you, you know, though it's their loss that they don't pick us up for that stuff, but we still do it regardless, don't we? I mean, that's
the
bottom
line.
That's
because it's their passion.
Yeah, it very much is. And, you know, Anne, I'm going to let you go now, because I'm going to be wrapping up the show. But thank you so very much for calling in today and sharing some of this time with me. It's always fun. It's always great talking with you.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. And
bye-bye.
And what we're going to do here is we're going to be wrapping up here, but also just remember, we're always going to have these conversations about the paranormal. So please, you know, get your questions ready. Make sure that we're able to chat and keep this conversation going. Next week, we're going to be having in the folks from Collective Dimensions. We're going to be talking a lot of metaphysical, and I'm very much looking forward to it. There's a lot to talk about. We're not going to get to it all one time. Thank you, David, for running the board. I really appreciate it. This is Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Take care, everyone.